Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare. We're live in the studio today. It is Wednesday, our worship day, and we thank this wonderful worship day, and we thank and praise God for all that he is and all that he's doing in this day. Praise the Lamb of God, and in this time, boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show we had on yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, people of God, I get excited about the word, about the show, about the prophecies, about prophetic results. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just awesome, awesome, awesome all evening. Praise the Lamb of God. People were just being blessed, and we just thank and praise God for the blessings of the Lord that he's bestowing over his people. Woke up this morning, calls coming in, friends across the country calling, telling me about the fulfillment of prophecy that I prophesied over the years to them, and over time, praise the Lamb of God, that's manifesting. We are in the promises fulfilled season. And I'm just excited, overly excited about God and what God is doing in this day and time. He is awesome in all his ways, praise the Lamb of God. Shake the tree. Tell somebody we're on the air. Praise the Lamb of God. Another day, this wonderful Worship Wednesday. If you're listening to my voice, praise the Lamb of God, and want to call in and be a part of our live studio, you can do so today at area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. Boy, then last night we had a wonderful Bible class on yesterday evening. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, via telephone. Boy, oh boy, conference call. It was just wonderful, and I thank God for all the saints. Lines are lighting up already. Praise God. Let me see who this is. Erico 850, who's calling today?
It's your son, Dad. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm good. About to drive in my new ride.
Uh-oh. He's about to drive in his new ride. Oh boy, that is wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. This must be your wife right here. Who is this? 630.
Hello.
Is that Shantae, little granddaughter?
No, this ain't Shantae, but this is Shatwan, your granddaughter.
All right, that's why I switched to granddaughter. Oh,
yeah.
Y'all riding in the new ride, girl?
We riding.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm going to sit back and listen. You all tell me what happened, what God did done again. Hallelujah.
Well, for the past week, I kept riding by the dealership, and the Holy Spirit kept saying, go in there. And I'm not even thinking about buying a new car, anything. And last time the Holy Spirit did this to me is when I got the Jeep that I had, per se. And so I didn't say nothing to my wife for a few days. And I said, come on, I got to take you somewhere. And I said, we're going by the car dealership. I said, God didn't show me what kind of car. He didn't show me anything. This Holy Spirit just said, you need to go there. So a couple of days we had planned to go. We didn't go. And she looked it up, the dealership on the website. So I did the inquiry from the website. And the guy called. But on Monday, as we were praying, going to our doctor's appointment, we pray to God, give us the person that's right for us, for the dealership, that's going to make this deal come through. And
right.
This guy, his name is Ken. He was so patient. He wasn't a fast talker. He wasn't trying to just hook us in. And whatever, I said, I want zero down, buy the Jeep off. We told him the range of our payment, what we wanted, and he worked it. He worked it when he came with something we didn't want. No, we didn't want it. He said, okay, let me see what else I can do for you. In about 3 hours'
wow.
time, and then he's recommending cars that could get us without no money down. And he said, well,
my
I can get you
God,
a new car. Use the rebates for this, and this will get you out of here. I mean, this God answered the prayer. He truly answered the prayer. And, you know, at first, you know, when you're waiting for them to come back, the longer it took for him to come back, I said, okay, God, you're giving us this car today. Because, you know, a lot of times you get that no real quick, and then you be off on your way. But he was so kind and gentle because we was listening to all the other salespeople talking real fast, just trying to get that deal done. And I'm saying from 1:45 to about 4:30, 4:45, he worked with us, and he was supposed to get off work at 4 o'clock. And it just went smooth. Everything went smooth. Gave us a free tank of gas, oil change. Our first oil change is free. After that, all the rest of them are half off, $11 for an oil
wow.
change, for the rest, as long as we got the car. He said, any problems, any questions, you call me. So he was just a true blessing. God truly answered the prayer. And like I said, this is my first time ever buying a brand-new car off the lot.
And this is and the car note is conducive to your salary and everything?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I am so happy for you guys. The Lord just keep opening doors and making a way out of no way for you guys. Boy, I tell you, it's just exciting to see. Now, people of God, let me tell you this phrase. Wait a minute. I thought I saw my prophet here. Praise the Lamb of God. He then went off and came back on. He wanted to get on so bad. Prophet Paul Saunders.
What up, Apostle? Praise the Lord.
What up, Apostle?
Oh, here he
to get warm in the cab. Prophet Dale, do you hear this testimony here? They done got them a new ride, man.
I was hollering, me too, Lord.
See that? He was hollering, me too, Lord.
but you know, Prophet, the one thing, when God gives us something, we can't wait. We have to be obedient to what the Spirit is telling us. We have to initiate what God has put in our spirit, and he'll
yes.
do the rest.
Yes.
He will
yes,
do the rest. But we, you know, we'll sit around, and if God speaks something to us, and now we're waiting for all these little details to be ironed out first. When Peter, he said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. Jesus said, come. He didn't give him B, C, D, E, and F. He just said, come. And so we have to be, so many of us are waiting for God to finish giving us the details of our destiny, and all we have to do is just come.
My God, my God.
Wow.
My God, my God, my God. I tell you, boy, oh boy, but the Lord is just so good. And when we do what God tells us to do, Apostle, when we respond quickly to God, God moves in a mighty way for us to let us know that I am with you. Because of your obedience, I am with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Man of God, let me tell you something. You and your wife, and this I wish that this was later on in the show so that we could really, but they can listen to it in the archives. But this is what you call the Midas touch. When two people are on one accord, mm-hmm. touching and agreeing,
yeah.
there is nothing God won't do for them. And all you all have to do is do what I told you all. Don't let nothing come in between you. Let your two flesh be one.
Yes.
Let your spirits be one. And don't let the air pass between you.
Amen. You better believe that's going to happen.
Every time you sit down, whether it's a problem, a mountain, a molehill, or is a mountain that you desire, touch and agree.
Amen.
And watch what God does. Wait a minute. The Lord is speaking. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God. God said by the end of the month, you're going to have another one.
Woo. My God.
God said by the end of the month, you're going to have another one.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I see a company car.
Ooh, glory. Yes, God. You see that?
Yes.
Woo!
Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. Just as sure as God sitting on his throne, he just spoke it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory
oh,
to God.
Oh, my God. God
Hallelujah.
Said he's going to give it to you. God said he's going to give it to you.
Yes,
man
God.
Of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shatwan, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. Shatwan, do you have a car?
I do have a car, but it's going to my son.
Okay, that's
so,
going to your son for him to go to school and stuff.
Yeah.
So y'all
so
do need
right
another
now, we do need
I'm trying to
car.
See why he's giving you another car. Andre, get ready. God said he's going to give you another car.
Because he does a lot of driving. So
Lord Jesus.
On his job, he do a lot of driving around to the different stores. So we do need another car because I'm at home without a car.
Watch what he do.
I'm watching.
Amen.
Watch what he do. I told y'all what to do. Don't play with me.
Hallelujah. And we named our car Grace.
Oh, my goodness. They named the car Grace. Lord, have mercy. It's our favor. It's a season of favor, people of God. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Boy, I tell you, it's power in unity. There's power in unity, people of God. There's power when people come together and say, we're going to do this for God. That is power. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh,
and Granddaddy, before
yes.
we got out the car, we prayed, and we gave the car back to God for his use and his purpose. So
Lord,
we know we don't take it for granted what it is, and wherever he tell us to go or whatever he tell us to do in that car, that's what we're doing.
I was just teaching last night on my class, and I know Bertha is on here, praise the Lamb of God. She know I'm not lying. I was teaching on a class last night that I was sharing with one of my members. I think it was in the question Q&A in the question and answer period, that sometimes when you want something from God, you got to cut a little deal with him of what you're going to do with it so he can get glory out of it.
That's it.
And that puts you over the top. Hallelujah. Say, God, if you give me this car, I'll use it for your glory. That's how I got my first one was given to me. My first three cars were given to me because I made a covenant with God. If you give me the car, I pick people up and take them to church. And
yes,
I promise you, he gave me three cars in a row.
My God.
Yeah. See, I learned early that God was a God of the covenant. And if you didn't lie to him and tell him the truth, he'll work a deal.
He'll work it out.
He'll work a deal for you, and then he will work it out. Hallelujah.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. Won't he, will he, won't he do it?
Won't
he will do it you.
Won't he will.
He will do it for you. My God, my God. Hallelujah.
Like the song says, he keeps doing great things for me.
My God.
I just thank God that we're in a season of blessings and recompense. And, you know, as long as we continue to stay in God's will and do exactly what he told us, God is going to keep blessing us, and God is going to keep giving us the desires of our hearts. But the key is we have to continue to do what he told us to do with what he gave us. It's not for
yes,
us,
Lord.
It's for his glory, and it's for his people, you know. So, and I just thank God because even when I got my car, I used my car for his purpose to pick up people and drop off people. And imagine these men always tell me, you got that ministry of pick up and drop off, you know, and that's what I did with that car. So I know that God is going to bless us with this one because it's going to be used for the same purpose, to pick up his people and drop them off. You know.
Yes, Lord.
And I just thank God that we're obedient, we're with one accord, and we're listening to what God wants us to do.
My God, my God. Boy, it's nothing like being prophetic, people of God. Hallelujah. When you're walking in it, and you're talking in it, God will do for you. Praise the Lamb of God. What no other power can do. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
But God. Hallelujah. We got Prophet Dale Saunders on the show today with us. Praise the Lamb of God. And we thank God for him. Althea, you see. Hi, Althea. How you doing?
Hi, Apostle. Hi, Shatoya. Hi, Prophet Darrell.
Bless you, Althea.
Hello.
We are so excited about what God is doing in this season. We just don't know what to do. Praise the Lamb of God. I had a vision last night. I talked to Prophet Dell last night. Praise the Lord. Got off the phone, prayed, and went to bed. I had a vision last night, praise the Lord, that a woman that I know that is on Facebook and that has worked with me in intercessory prayer and stuff walked up to me and had me, Prophet Dell from the holler because he been telling me this, walked up and had me, Prophet Dell, 50 checks for $1,000 apiece.
I know.
And all of them was white. All the checks were white. And I inboxed her this morning and told her I had a dream. Never dreamt about this woman before, nothing of that nature. Just always, and every time she see me, she hand me a book or something. She run up to me at the conferences and stuff, give me a book, something like that, and she always sold something into my life. And I in Boston, I had a dream about you last night, and when I told her what the dream was, she said, it's confirmation. It's coming. My and God. I am going to do exactly what you saw in that dream.
Hallelujah.
She said, that's confirmation of what's going on.
Oh,
she said,
yes,
something
God.
Is going on, and you're going to know
it
about
is.
It soon. My it God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tell you people, God is going to set us up for the biggest blessings of our life. Praise the Lamb of God. He's
Come
doing
on,
this
Lord.
Thing.
Yes,
I am
God.
So excited. God, till I don't know what to do. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
all around the country, from Albuquerque up to Portland, Oregon, back down to L.A., praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Coming back around through Minnesota, Chicago, praise the Lamb of God, through Michigan, all the way up to the point of Maine, New Buffalo, New York. All the way down Virginia, praise the Lamb of God, Atlanta, Georgia, the Carolinas, Florida, praise the Lamb of Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. Hallelujah. All wherever you are, Florida, wherever you are, we are excited. Texas, praise the Lamb, Nashville, Tennessee. This is PSM, and we are live, and we thank God for all of you being here today and all of you that's chiming in. And if you're listening to my voice, you want to be a part of our live studio as we prepare to go to prayer, I want you to call in at area code 646-564-9818. 646-564-9818. This is the show where prophecy come to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Well, Sadness is going to pray for us today. I called him out. I did it. I just did it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I did. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
You know
the
what, prophet.
Pray for us today. Woo! My God, and release the blessing of increase upon the people, the blessing of healing. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Our God is an awesome God, people of God. Our God is an awesome God, and we thank God for him today. My daughter Sylvia is here. Bless you, Sylvia. I'm chiming you in right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell is going to come right now. Praise those of you in prison, institution, wherever you're at. We praying for you. Hallelujah. Come on, prophet. Man
Hallelujah.
Of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before your throne, Lord. Lord, we just want to tell you thank you for this morning, early rising. Father God, we want to tell you thank you for watching over us tonight, Lord God. You didn't let no fire break out. You didn't let no robber break in. And for this reason, God, we tell you thank you. God, we ask you to forgive us and have mercy upon us. God, if we've done anything that was not pleasing to your will, that was not in your will, God, we ask you to forgive us right now. Forgive us for our sins, sins of commission, sins of omission, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to just come on and intervene in the show today, Lord God, and have your way today, Lord God. Move by your power. Allow the prophetic anointing to flow like never before. Let it flow like fresh wine, oh God. Let it flow like the river, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, Lord God, to continue to look and bless your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless the ones behind the prison walls. Bless the ones in the nursing homes. Bless them that's in the hospital room, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, even bless the ones that's been set outdoors, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, look for your glory. Look on that man, that boy, that girl, that woman, oh God, that don't know you in the pardon of their sin, Lord God. God, we ask you to save from the utmost to the guttermost. God, we know you're able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all, more than we can ask or ever think, oh God. And for this reason, God, we're giving you glory. We're giving you honor. We're giving you praise and worship on today, Lord God. Because, God, we know for what's to come is already better than what's been. God, we thank you for the great manifestation that you're already doing in the land, oh God. In the name of Elohim, Yeshua, Yahweh, God, we bless you, God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God, you're yet still worthy. God, we thank you for manifesting yourself unto your people, oh God. God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for moving by your power. God, we thank
oh,
you.
Oh, God.
God, we thank you for restoring, oh, God. God, we thank you right now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for the blessing that you have bestowed upon your people, oh, God. God, we thank you for the God, that you are doing in the lives of your people. God, we thank you, Lord God, for healing the minds, oh God. God, we thank you for healing the broken heart. God, we thank you for healing the troubled spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for restoring the families, oh God. God, we thank you for uniting the families, oh God, natural and spiritual, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But we broke and bind the works of the enemy right now. We curse the hands of Satan in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it for your glory. God, we thank you for setting the captives free on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. No other name we know to call on than the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for their lives, oh God. We thank you for how they blessing you, how you blessing them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for faith and fame, oh God, in this season, oh God. We tell you, thank you. God, we ain't coming complaining. God, we ain't coming moaning and groaning. But God, we come to tell you, thank you, oh God. Because God, we come to know the more we tell you, thank you, the more things will come our way. The more things will get, oh God. And for this reason, God, we say, thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross on our behalf. We tell you, thank you for the shed blood. We tell you, thank you for your exuberant power. God, we
thank you,
God. We tell you, thank you from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God, we know you're evil. God, we know that you will. God, we know that you can. God, we know that there is nothing too hard for you, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, move by your power in the name of Jesus. Go on,
in the name.
Move by your power. Afghanistan, Africa, oh God. Do it for your glory, oh God. Let them know that you're still ruling, you're super ruler. Let them know that you still sit high and you're still looking lower. And for this reason, God, we're going to rejoice. For this reason, God, we're going to open up our mouth and tell you thank you. And for this reason, God, we're going to clap our hands to tell you thank you. Oh, God, thank you today. We magnify you. We glorify you. In the name of Jesus, heal today, oh God. Heal today, God. Heal today, God. Heal sugar diabetes. Heal HIV.
The name of Jesus.
Blood pressure. Heal rheumatoid.
The blood that was slain.
Heal God.
Heal Jesus.
Heal sarcoidosis. Heal God. Heal God in the name of Jesus. Heal today, Lord. Heal relationships. Heal God. Heal today, Lord. Heal your people, oh God. Touch their bodies, oh God. Somebody's body is wrecking with pain. God, we know you're able, God. Somebody's body is touching feet. Heal today, Lord.
Jeez.
In the name of Jesus. We speak healing
right
now.
Awesome Satan.
We speak wholeness right now. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Make whole today, God. Make whole today, God. In the name of Jesus.
Wholeness,
God.
God.
In the blood, Lord. In the blood, Lord. From the cross to the ground to your
yes,
people to the blood that's flowing from Emmanuel vein. Do it
Hallelujah.
For your glory, God. Do it for your
Ooh.
Glory, God.
Do
in
it right
name
now, God.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God, I know you can.
Oh, yes, God.
I've seen you do it. God, you did it once, and I know you can do it again. In
Hallelujah.
Jesus. And God,
Hallelujah.
The battle is over. But God, we thank you right now. We worshiping you now. We
oh,
praise
God.
You now. In the mighty name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, we tell you thank you. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you today, God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank God and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. My God, my God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, the Lord is here. Woo! Bless his holy name. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God. Most one. Pray, daughter.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is speaking. Pray, daughter.
Hallelujah.
The heavens are open. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God.
Jesus.
We bless your holy name, God. We give you glory today, God. Hallelujah. God, you are worthy to be praised, God. Hallelujah, God. God, for this is the day that you have made, God. Hallelujah. God, we're rejoicing in it, God. We're glad in it today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. We have come before you today, God. Oh, God, we come, God, hallelujah, God, with a glad spirit of this morning, God, with a joyful spirit of morning, God. Hallelujah, God. God, just rejoicing in your presence, God. God, just thanking you. Hallelujah, God. God, that you would just come and see about your children, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus, God. God, we thank you for living under an open heaven, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. God, that we have lined our lives up with your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that we are willing and obedient children, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we just bless your name, God, for God, you're worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. Oh, God, every breath we breathe, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you that we're walking in our destiny, God. God, we're walking in our promises, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. Oh, God, that you're getting the glory out of our lives, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, we just thank you, God, hallelujah, for the manifestation of your prophetic word, God, that has been spoken over your children's lives, God. God, we thank you for the testimonies, God, that are coming forth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you, God. God, we give you glory and honor, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, that your children are standing up, God. Hallelujah, God. And, oh, God, that they have known their purpose, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that we're speaking life into the atmosphere, God. We're speaking life into the earth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you're waking up every dead spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that it may come forth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, you're stirring up every gift on the inside of us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that it may come forth, God, as rivers of living water, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for new birth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that your people have been travailing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Now, God, we're in the season of pushing, God, pushing forth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. God, as the birthing is coming, God, and, oh, God, as we're crowning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, you're birthing forth new life out of us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, you're birthing forth new ministry, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bless you and praise you, God. Oh, God, that your prophetic people, God, are coming forth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah. God, that we're taking our place, God, in the land, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, even as the enemy is going to and fro about in the earth, God, God, we're still here, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we're speaking your word, God, to every situation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. For you have given us, God, the power and the authority, God, to tread over serpents, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that every storm, God, that is forming in the name of Jesus, God, God, it shall not prosper, God, on your people today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. We put our feet on the enemy's head, God. God, and we crush it in the name of Jesus, God, with the blood, hallelujah, God. Be anointed in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we use the blood of Jesus, God, against the enemy on today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we just bless you and praise you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, that as we look into the spiritual realm, God, God, we see that we win, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I speak victory over your children today, God. I speak victory into every situation in their lives, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, when the doctor said he couldn't, God, I speak victory in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, raise them up off of their bed today, God, that they may walk, God, in the things of you in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, those that cannot talk, God, I speak victory over them, God, that they may declare your word today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that even when they open their mouth, God, they shall call on the name of Jesus, God, in the name, hallelujah, God. We bless you and we praise you, God, for God, we know that it's already done, God, for even on the cross, God, when you said it was finished, God, it was done back then, God. Now, God, hallelujah, manifestation is here, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Now, God, hallelujah, manifestation is here for your children, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we speak life, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we just give you glory, God, and we lift up each and every one on the line, God. We lift up each and every one listening, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, they have victory today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bind up every spirit that's not like you, God, that has attached itself to your people, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bind it up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We loose life on them, God. We loose your love and your joy and your peace, God, in their lives, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you that you have raised up a standard for your people today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, we shall come forth, God, as pure gold, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Jesus. God, thank you, Lord, for your intercessors, God. Thank you for your gappers, God. Thank you for those that are standing on the wall, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for those that are discerning today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, for our praying spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we may pray in season and out of season, God, that we may pray all day, God, in the name of Jesus, God, with results today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the blood, God, that still works, God, 2,000 years later, God, the blood still works on our lives, God. We thank you for our children, God, and we apply the blood over them, God, even as they're in school, God, in the name of Jesus, God. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. God, no gun shall be found in the schools, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God, in Jesus' name. God, we pray, God, we give you glory today, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Hallelujah. Lamb of God. Thank you, Prophet Daryl. Thank you. Thank you, granddaughter. Thank you for your prayers today, all of you all. I want you to hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to hear the word of the Lord. Some of you might want to get a pen and pencil for this. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of you might want, hallelujah, the Lord is here, the Lord is speaking, and I must speak. Praise the Lamb of God, what God is speaking right now. He has ordered me to, and I must release this to you. Hallelujah. I got a knot in my belly. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I am coming, says the Lord. I am coming, praise the Lamb of God, to the cities. I am coming, says the Lord. I am coming to the cities, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm coming to bring destruction, says the Lamb of God, upon the wicked cities of America, says the God. Hallelujah. Prepare Chicago, says the Lamb of God, for I'm coming there soon. Your hour has come. My angels have visited the city, and they have assessed, saith the Lamb of God. And the report has come back to me, hallelujah, as a stench in my nostrils, saith the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, the systemic evil and wickedness in high places, saith the Lamb of God. Going on in the city, saith the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, saith God. But I'm coming to that city, saith the Lamb of God. Swiftly, saith the Lamb of God. With judgment, says the Lamb of God, and thousands will fall in one day, says the Lamb of God. I'm coming swiftly, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm coming, says the Lamb of God, to Nashville, Tennessee. I'm coming, Lamb of God, to Los Angeles, California. I'm the Lamb of God, again to New York. I'm coming, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Cities, Atlanta, Georgia, I'm coming, says the Lamb of God. I see the perversion. I see what you're doing, says the Lamb of God. And it stinks in my nostrils, says the Lamb of God. I'm coming, says the Lamb of God, to Washington, D.C. I'm coming, says the Lamb of God, upon this nation, says the Lamb of God. I'm coming. Prepare, prepare, says the Lamb of God. For know that I'm coming, hallelujah, to these cities, saith the Lamb of God. Know that I'm coming, Detroit. Know I'm coming again. Hallelujah, saith the Lamb of God. Know I'm coming, saith the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. And yea, I will bless my children just as I promised I would. For you're covered in my blood. The blood is on the doorposts of your hearts, saith God. And as sure as I live, saith the Lamb of God, none of this will come nigh you, saith the Lamb of God. None of the deaths will come nigh you, Lamb of God. Some of you will relocate. Some of you will be misplaced for a moment. Hallelujah, but it's for my glory. And you will see how I will bless you, saith the Lamb of God. But understand this, I will not bring death to your door. For the death angel shall walk through the cities, hallelujah, like a madman in heat, saith the Lamb of God. So shall the death angel come. Even as he did in Egypt, so shall the death angel come, saith the Lamb of God. But in blessing I will bless you. I swear by my holiness. I speak to you this day, children. I swear by my holiness. And I have nothing else to swear by. I swear by my throne, says the Lamb of God, that I will bless thee in abundance, and that the abundance of blessing shall overtake you until you are in overflow, says the Lamb of God. Your blessings shall overflow upon you, says the Lamb of God. For I hear my children crying. I hear your hearts. I see your fighting. I see your warring with flesh. I see, said the Lamb of God. I see, said the Lamb of God, that you desire to do my will, that you desire to live for me, said God. Yes, says the Lamb of God. I am with thee, said the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, glory. Yes, speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Your servant is here. Speak, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. My God, my God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Woo.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God said, I'm going to give each of you more than you have ever desired of me, says the Lord. More than you have ever desired of me, I'm going to give, says the Lamb. Each of you, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Father, I give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. In the name that is above every other name, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Bless his name. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Whew. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Whew. My goodness. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I love you today. Bless you, God. Another robo shot. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Whew. My goodness. My goodness. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell, anything you want to say, man of God? I'm Jesus. My God.
What you were saying, you know, and I know it's true.
I know it's so.
God is tired. And he said that, and he's spoken before. And, you know, and when I tell people, I've been telling people, God is getting ready to visit the city. And first thing they say out of their mouth, the blood of Jesus, the devil is alive. I said,
yeah.
Say what you want. But God is getting ready to visit Chicago.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And he's moving out.
Hallelujah.
People, he already showed me army tanks gonna be in this city. He already showed us through this thing that they had over in Harvey. It has been going on since last night. It was just got over about 20, 30 minutes ago. The hostage situation. You know, they had negotiators out there. They had tanks and stuff all outside the perimeters of the
wow.
God is getting ready to visit this city. And I thank God that he warned me and showed me and through the prophet to get out the city.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell people, anybody that's listening, you better listen to the prophet. Because that's real.
Hallelujah.
That's prophesying. That's true word.
Yes.
God.
All manners of warnings. We have not heeded the warning. All manners of warnings from he has shaken the earth. He has done everything. And we have not heeded. We have not. Hallelujah. Won't even acknowledge him as God. Hallelujah.
My God. Jesus. My God.
Hallelujah. But they're going to know he God when he gets finished.
Oh, they're going to know.
Oh. And there's going to be wailing and gashing of teeth.
Oh,
my God. Hallelujah. Prepare your heart, people of God. Prepare your mind. Hallelujah. To know when God is doing something. Hallelujah. They say the blood of Jesus and the devil is alive. But the devil hasn't spoken it. God has spoken it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God has spoken it.
That's
and
right.
People don't God will destroy and kill. They better read the Old Testament. Hallelujah. He told Israel, I have killed nations for you.
Yes.
Nations people. I drowned Egypt. I drowned Pharaoh's army for you. Think God won't kill. And he killed some Israelites. He opened up the earth and swallowed them up in the thousand in one day.
Yes, he did.
When they built the golden calf. Don't think God won't kill you.
Oh, I know he will.
You can blame it on the devil all you want.
That's right.
When gross wickedness, when gross wickedness has filled the nostrils of God, hallelujah, when people are enjoying the pleasures of the flesh, lovers of men more than lovers of God.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Idols are men.
Thank you.
No respect for women. No respect for ourselves.
Oh, Jesus.
My goodness gracious. The things they're doing with children.
Oh, God.
Pornography.
My God.
Children sold into sex slavery. You think God is pleased? You think God is pleased when blood is running down the streets?
Oh, God.
Do you think God is pleased? My God, my God.
My God. Oh, my God.
If God took Cain for Abel's blood, just one man's blood, add up all the blood been shed in Chicago.
Yeah,
put it in a bowl and present it to Jesus.
Hey, God, hallelujah.
In a bathtub, is a river of blood been flowing?
Mercy, God. Hallelujah, yeah, God. Oh, God, mercy.
20 and 30 and 100 and 200 and 300 dying over a weekend.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
In one city. More deaths in the city than in the army.
Oh, God. Mercy, God. Mercy, God.
Hallelujah. I must declare the works of God. I'm sorry, people of God.
Amen.
I am not a doom. I am a prophet that speaks what God speaks.
Speak.
And I always will speak what he speaks.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But if that's what you want to label me, it's up to you. But I'm going to tell it just as sure as he tells me to tell it. Hallelujah.
Prophet.
I'm going to tell it.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God, my God, who is like our God. Hallelujah. And we should be rejoicing that he has warned us.
Hallelujah.
Brace yourself.
Hallelujah.
Prepare yourself.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Prepare yourself, he said. Prepare. He said prepare.
Yes.
Prepare.
Hallelujah.
God.
And one stage of that is to accept what God is going to do.
Yes, 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 God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
My God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Love you, Lord. God said to tell you to be of good cheer. For you are covered in his blood.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Tell the people to be of good cheer, for they are covered in my blood. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Father, to God, thank you. Thank you for such word. Hallelujah. We believe you now in the name of Jesus. Your precious love and your precious blood covers us. Your grace, your mercy, covering our children. Covering our loved ones. Hallelujah. Because we are your children. We are your servants. We are your bond slaves. And we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. That you have done according to your word. Before you do anything in the earth, you would first warn and tell it to your servants, the prophets. I thank you that you have elected me to speak this word to your people. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I do ask for mercy, even on the unrighteous.
Yes,
oh, God. Ah, there has to be some, God, we can snatch out the fire. Give us the chance to witness again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, but, God, we say yes to your will.
Yes, God.
We say yes to your ways. But Father, in my heart, I must say, restore your name in the earth.
Yes, ma'am.
Restore your glory. You've been too good.
Too.
You've been too good, God. Don't lose America, Father. Don't lose her. Bring this country to her knees.
Yes, Jesus.
Until they call on your name afresh.
Yes,
till they remember your sacrifice. Till they remember that the earth belongs to you. And that the people in the earth are yours. Hallelujah. And that we can't have our way with your servants, with your children, with your creation, without you taking notice. For I read your word, Father, that even if a heathen nation cried out to you for help, hallelujah, if they cry out to you, even if they don't know you, you will deliver them. You're an awesome God. Hallelujah. Put your arms around us now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hearts, for this is the hour that men's hearts will fail. They will seek death and cannot find it. Hold us close. Strengthen us by your grace. Hallelujah. And we give your name praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Under a whole shedder, 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 thank you, Father. Ah, God. Woo. The Lord is good, people of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. You are awesome in all your ways. There is none like you. There is none like you. We're going to open some mics now. There are some callers here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then, you know, we still have our lesson for those of you that's been with us these last, boy, what an awesome God we've served. Hallelujah. Error code 757. Your mic is hot. Error code 757.
Hello?
Yes.
How y'all doing this evening, this afternoon?
We're doing fine. How you doing?
Doing good.
Who's calling?
This is Victor from Franklin, Virginia.
Oh, hey, Victor. How you doing today, sir?
I am doing real good. Doing good. Doing real good. Just enjoying.
My goodness. And why are you calling in today?
Just enjoying. I was just like say, enjoying the word that just went forth, and I receive it. I receive that word. Yeah.
Well, bless you, sir. Good to have you here with us today. Praise the Lamb of God. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. We thank God for you being here, sir. Praise the Lamb of God. Got another caller. Hold on there, sir. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Error code 832. Your mic is hot.
Hey, Prophet. This is Stephen. I've got a testimony for you, and then I've got an extension to that word about Chicago. God got me a job to work at Sonic as a car hop, and I've been praising him for it, and I'm super excited about working. The direction that I was talking about is the new Madryn fault line that they talked about in 1811, 1812 when it ruptured and caused that earthquake that was felt all the way in Boston. That's what's coming. And God showed me a picture of fires when you were talking about that, and he said it's time for America to wake up. And that the earthquake itself is not expected, but it's in that region on the southern tip of Chicago. And he says this thing's massive. He says this is not a regular earthquake that they've expect to have in California, like a 7 or an 8. He says this thing's going to be felt all the way across the country. He says it's going to be felt in Texas. It's going to be felt in Alaska. He says I want my people to know that I'm trying to tell them to wake up.
My goodness gracious. You know, that would really do it, though. That earthquake would do it. Because I've been just, Lord has not shown me how he's coming. That he has not shown me.
Hey, just when you mentioned destruction on Chicago,
coming,
I said, I asked God to show me. He showed me earthquake.
Hallelujah. My God.
He said, I'm going to shake. He says, I'm going to shake the northwestern part of the United States. He says, I'm not just going to shake it physically like an earthquake, but I said, I'm also going to shake it in a spiritual way. He says, there's these fires. And I heard the Lord say fire. He says, there's these fires, and they can't put out. He says, these little fires, fire trucks, they can't put the fires out. And I asked him, I said, what do you mean by fires? Are they physical fires? He said, no. He says, they're spiritual revival fires. He says, the devil is not going to put those fires out. He says, the Illuminati's been trying to shut them down. He says, they've been trying to shut down these meetings. And he says, I'm about to pull the fire. He says, I'm about to shut down those fire trucks. They're not going to shut down my anointing.
My God. Stephen, now this is the Stephen that I've been waiting to hear. Not the whining Stephen, not the complaining Stephen, but the prophetic Stephen. I told you, boy, you had the gift on you, boy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I feel the Spirit of God as you were speaking. I'm saying, this boy is prophesying. My goodness gracious. And you know what, Stephen? I did, when I went to Chicago several times and several of the major churches that I was ministering to, I told them, God told me to tell them he was coming in the earthquake. And they had a small tremor earthquake a week after that.
Mm-hmm. That's not no small earthquake.
And then God said there was the calm before the storm.
And I heard the Lord tell me, he says, get my people out of there. He says, if you can get out for a couple weeks, He ain't telling the ungodly people who don't know him, but he's going to tell the Christians. He's going to tell them when it's going to happen. People are going to have dreams about this. They're going to have dreams
being
shaped.
My goodness gracious. It's coming, people of God, and it ain't long off. It's not long off.
You know, I have another... But the devil attacked me last week Wednesday, and they arrested me, and then God set me free for something very similar, but I didn't do anything wrong. But, you know, it's just like the devil came and attacked, because I know that I'm getting really close to having my victory. God said it's going to get thrown out, and I'm not going back to court. And you know what? I'm taking him at his word. And I said, God, why are you allowing them to do this to me? I didn't do anything wrong. I just, you know, and it's like he's like trying to say, hey, you know, I need you to wake up, but at the same time, I need my people to wake up. And
yes, Lord.
I got hired on a spot on a Sunday by a guy by the name of Paul, and you know, this guy said, he says he wants me not just to be awesome, but you know, not Sonic Bud, but awesome is going to buy me a pair of rollerblades with like fire stripes down the side of them. And I just, all I could feel inside was this blue electricity that I had a feeling about an angel when God told that angel to deliver a supernatural anointing that you couldn't see with your physical eyes. When God opened your eyes, you could see this almost like a blue electricity that came shooting off, and it's like it burned. It not only burned away the chains that were on the guy, but the fact that he not only got set free, the devil couldn't touch him. And I think that's what the devil was mad at. He was trying to come against me. And that's what I'm asking God to understand. Is God, I'm like crying out and I'm saying, God, I know I didn't do anything wrong, but I don't want the current attorney to use it against me. I know it didn't make it there. And I know God delivered me, and they said they dropped the charges. But still...
God,
yeah.
My God. Yeah. Yeah, I understand, man. But, you know, the Lord is with you. Just keep walking with the Lord. You're on a good path. Just keep walking with the Lord. It's going to be well with you.
Yeah,
it's going to be all right.
Texas, they're fighting to keep this this anti-gay or this this that keeps us gay marriage off the books. That they can't do that.
You're breaking up real bad, Stephen.
Not happening.
Stephen, you're breaking up real bad.
Okay.
Yeah, you're breaking up real bad there. Okay, people of God, we're going to move right along here. Praise God. Thank you, Stephen. Man, it's always good to hear your voice and your confirmation. Praise the Lamb of God, that confirming word concerning Chicago and these cities. Praise the, that would do it. That earthquake would do it. I mean, praise the Lamb of God. And that's what God was speaking. Praise the Lamb. I mean, I'm sitting here amazed. Because that's what he was speaking and said it was the calm before the storm. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't want to see it happen. I was born and raised in Chicago. I got people all over Chicago I love. My godmother lives in Chicago. She's 91 years old. Do you think I want her to experience an earthquake? My godbrother's sister there. I got two brothers there that live. My God, I got Chetuan there.
Get your family out of there.
Hallelujah. My daughter's in the ministry. I got, oh, my God, people are baptized and everything there. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. But I know this. Our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can even ask or expect. My God, my God. The Lord told me he was going to tell me as they come off. He said, I'm going to tell you, and you're going to call the cities out, and I'm going. Call Chicago out. Chicago, he has called your name. Chicago, he has called your name. God has called it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First on the list. I just say what God said. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can believe that. I can prophesy, and you can get a car and a house and a husband and a this and a that. Then you can believe this, too. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
That's
Hallelujah.
True
praise the Lord.
That's true prophecy.
Say, wasn't that prophet?
I said, that's true. That's real prophecy. That's that prophet Elijah stuff.
Yeah, man. That's
stuff Elijah them do.
Yes, God.
They said, what have
yes.
come about? What did we do, oh Israel? What have we done, God? What did we do? Why we deserve this? You do everything that God is getting ready to do. Chicago deserves it. But one thing I love about God, Apostle, that he would not allow his remnant to exist.
My God. My God. You know, I was prophesying the other night. And there's a lady from Chicago, praise the Lamb of God, friend of mine named Irene. And the Lord told me to tell her that to prepare to intercede for the city of Chicago, that he would not make a total end.
Jesus.
That he would not make a total end. He said his anger has kindled hot. And his wrath has wrecked hot against Chicago.
Jesus.
He said, I have as an intercessor to stand in the gap. That's what he told her. It was just a few days ago to pray that I do not make a total end.
Oh my
Boy,
God.
That sounds like an earthquake to me. Lord have mercy. I just saw building. God Almighty Moses.
I
just saw him going in the ground. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord. I'm talking about downtown. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Lord have mercy.
Yes, Lord. I
wow.
saw it.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God, there's going to be water everywhere.
Lord have mercy.
Hey.
Yeah. My God, my God. Lake Michigan coming on the ground. Oh, my goodness. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Ooh, my God.
My goodness.
Oh, my Lord Jesus.
Bless your name, Father.
Oh, God.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
Oh, my Jesus.
Hallelujah. We are here. Praise God. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. But it's a season now. Listen to the prophet. It's a season right now and a very hour and moment, praise the Lamb of God, that you need to witness to your unsaved relatives and friends. You need to call somebody today and talk to them about Jesus. If you know they're not saved, hallelujah. You need to call your relatives and your friends and tell them, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that they need Jesus, that they need to accept him in their life. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Apostle.
You need to call Jesus. You need to call your friends, your loved ones, your relatives, and tell them that they need to accept Christ in their life.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, have mercy. Lord,
yeah, that,
Jesus.
That needs to be done.
I've been doing it apostolic.
If you can't understand what I'm telling you, then I feel sorry for you, that your ears are stopped.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
That
Lord.
Your ears are stopped, that you don't understand what I'm telling you. That you need to sound the trumpet. Don't wait for them to go to sleep. You need to sound the trumpet, and you need to be the voice of compassion and care and concern for your loved ones, the ones you're going to cry and want to fall over in the casket with. It's going to be easier if you know they're going to be with the Lord. But to know they're going to hell, and you said nothing, super saint. I'm talking to the super saints.
Oh, my
you
God.
You said nothing. One thing I love about Noah, he got his whole house saved.
Jesus.
He didn't lose one of his family members.
So didn't. Not a one.
He warned them. Dad, what you doing? It's going to rain. God has said. Now, if you believe the report,
yes,
then
I
don't
do.
Be selfish in this.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the word is repent. To turn from, to ask for forgiveness, and to turn to God and godliness. I have spoken. I have spoken. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I've spoken because I love you. I love you, people of God. I love you. Hallelujah.
Love you, Apostle.
I just got the fire of God in me. I can't help that, but I love you.
Amen,
my God, my God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Let me do this now that we're at this place. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But then we're going to go into a lesson here. But I want you to remember, praise the Lamb of God, those of you listening to us, our books and what have you that we have, they're getting on me more and more about not advertising. The Call and Burden of Intercessory Prayer is a book that every intercessor need. Every intercessor, you need this little book, praise the Lamb of God, to challenge you concerning the call that's upon your life and or the burden of intercessory prayer, how that works, praise the Lamb of God, and what God is really seeking you out for. The next thing in this book is about the gap anointing, how to qualify to become a gapper, praise the Lamb of God, to be able to stand in the gap. We talked a little bit about that on yesterday as we was talking about David and the favor that was upon his life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The call and burden of intercessory prayer. You can get one of these at psmintl.org, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International.org, and you can get a copy of that. Or our latest book, Fall on Your Knees, Praise the Lamb of God, which deals with, praise the Lamb, exactly what God is speaking about right now. Honest to God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. This book was written out of that burden. Hallelujah. Let me open this right quick and give you some of the stuff here. Introduction. Then Fall on Your Knees, chapter 2, the Monday Night Experience. I talk about how this book came to be, how it was birthed in a Fall on Your Knees revival conference. Then number 3 is the call to repentance. Number 4, the removal of self. Number 5, preparing. Some of you need to read that. God said prepare. Some of you need that. 6, reconciliation. 7, nature. 8, turning. 9, the call to return. Number 10, end times. End times, praise the Lamb of God. And I deal with what God is speaking about, praise the Lamb of God, and some of the stuff we just talked about a few minutes ago is right here in this book. The challenge to remove the idols. It's chapter 11. Then godliness, cleanliness is next to godliness. My mother used to say that all the time. That's how I close this chapter 12 out. You need to grab hold to this book, Praise the Lamb of God, and it will bless your life, Praise the Lamb of God. Then our prophetic manual is here also. All of these books are in stock right now. Our prophetic manual is here, Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, that has so much about prophets, prophecy, prophetess, praise the Lamb of God, the numbering system of God, symbols in your dreams, how to interpret your dreams. Oh, my God, it's so much stuff in this manual that you need, praise the Lamb of God, in your library and for your study time. Those of you who have the gift of prophecy, this will cause your gift to be stirred up. Those of you who are apostles and prophets, apostolic prophets, and you need something to help you get to the next level, these will do it. The prophetic awakening and awareness, praise the Lamb of God, the prophetic awakening and awareness is this manual. It's really two manuals that are merged into one, praise the Lamb of God, so they'll be cost effective. ProphetShakespeareMinistries.org, PSMINTL.org. You can get there both ways. You can order it in a bundle, praise the Lamb of God, and we'll send the whole bundle out to you. I will autograph each book for you, praise the Lamb, with my own fingertips, my own fingers, praise the Lamb of God. I don't let other people autograph my books for nobody. I do it myself, praise the Lamb of God. And I have at times gave prophetic messages in the book, praise the Lamb of God, as I've signed those books, praise the Lord. So, hey, it's up to you to do that. Then I have the oil of the Lord that's been on the altar for years, praise the Lamb of God, that many have testified about already. Hallelujah. The oil of the Lord, how this oil has broken yokes. Hallelujah, has caused financial blessings. This oil, praise the Lamb, that I'm telling you, people of God, is on the altar sitting right behind me. Hallelujah, right here where the mantle is, the mantle of the Lord is. This oil is here, praise the Lamb of God, that has caused healing and what have you. And then, praise God, many of you have gotten some, and boy, that woman, and we know we got a testimony in Chicago, several, that drunk the water and went back, and they are cancer-free today. The water is on the altar right now. The water is on the altar. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The water is here, and I will send you a vial of that water. Praise the Lamb of God. That God, I drink it myself. Praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
When I feel sick and messed up, I come in here and pour me some, and I drink it and tell God, I believe you. I believe you in this water. Hallelujah. He hasn't failed me yet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He is my healer. I'm supposed to have been dead 10 times. I'm still here, going to be here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For life and life more abundant. So you can get all of that. Praise the Lamb of God. It's right there on our internet, on our website. Praise the Lamb of God. PSMINTL.org. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. What an exciting day it has been already. Praise the Lamb of God with us here. Now we're going to go to another level when we come with our lesson, Praise the Lamb of God, on this favor. We're going to look a little bit more at that, Praise the Lamb of God, as we are watching David ascend to the throne of God, to the throne of Israel. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to watch David ascend to the throne of Israel. Praise the Lamb of God. We're walking right with him in this lesson on favor. Highly favored. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to listen to this anthem, and then we're going to come right back, people of God. Get your Bibles. people of God, it is class time. Oh God, and we thank and praise God for you. Hallelujah. And we are ready now. I hope you have your Bibles. Praise the Lamb of God. Shake a tree. Shake a neighbor and tell him his own, his own, his own. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Get with me now. Come on, let's roll. First Samuel. First Samuel. We're in First Samuel chapter. Boy, which one are we at here? Chapter 20. Praise the Lamb of God. We're in chapter 20. No. What chapter are we in?
It was either 18 or 19, Apostle.
18. I believe we didn't finish the last three scriptures.
No, we was in chapter 20.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure we were.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, yesterday David was
out of time.
David was with Samuel. David is with Samuel. So David fled, escaped, and came to Samuel. Y'all not keeping up. Remember? We're in 19. Praise the Lord. At the end of 19. All right. Praise God. Verse 18. So David fled and escaped and came to Samuel to Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and dwelt in Nob. And it was told Saul, saying, behold, David is in Nob in Ramah. And Saul sent messengers to take David. And when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying and Samuel standing as appointed over them, the Spirit of God was upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. And it was told Saul, he sent other messengers, and they prophesied likewise. And Saul sent messengers again the third time, and they prophesied also. I know y'all remember it now. Then went he also to Ramah. Saul went to Ramah and came to a great well that is in Sukkot. And he asked and said, where are Samuel and David? And one said, behold, they are at Ramah. And he went thither to Naoth in Ramah, and the Spirit of God was upon him also.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on and prophesied until he came to Naoth in Ramah, and he stripped off his clothes also and prophesied before Samuel in like manner, and laid down all that day and all that night. Wherefore they say, is Saul also among the prophets? Now, brothers and sisters, you know something is going on crazy here. Praise the Lamb of God. Here comes Saul himself. He then sent messengers three times to find David and kill him. They could not because of the prophetic anointing.
Right.
So he comes himself as though he's saying, you fools can't get the job done. I'll go do it myself.
Right. Wow.
And before he could get to the point they got to, he was prophesying.
Exactly.
And then God makes a fool out of him. Watch this. He stripped off all his clothes. He naked.
Yep.
He just stripped off all his clothes prophesying. And he prophesied so until people think that he is among the prophets, that he's one of the prophets in the school of the prophets with Samuel. He has prophesied so. What you saying? Praise the Lamb of God. Let me tell you something, people of God. God can use anybody to do anything he wants. The heart of the wicked and the heart of the good is in the hand of God. Don't think he can't make them do what he want them to do.
Okay.
Hello, light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
When the Spirit of the Lord comes over you, it comes over the just and the unjust.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs. Just like the rain. When it rains outside, it rains on good people and evil people. When the sun shines, it shines on good people and evil people.
Yeah.
Hello, light bulbs. When God takes his hand and put it in a man's heart, he said, I'll turn it any way I want to. God will make him favor you or disfavor you. Hello, light bulbs.
Isn't that the truth?
You hear all these testimonies about going to the car lots and this, that, and another. We prayed and we went in there. We went to the right person that God had his hand on. The Lord said, all right, that's him right there, going over there. Talk to him. And God put his hand in his chest and dialed your combination. All right, Bubs. And you don't
Amen,
know what
prophet.
They get up and leave out of that room and say, yo, stay here till I get back. They be back there finagling. They be on the phone doing all kinds of stuff. And God will make them get it put through illegally. But you didn't do it.
Amen.
So it's legal for you.
That's
hello,
right.
Life up.
Amen.
All you do is sign the paper and pay your car note.
Amen.
But he didn't put on there your credit is good. You know it. Your credit tore up from the flow up. But God has touched the wicked's heart to work on your behalf.
Glory to God.
Okay. Y'all gonna get this one day. See, your problem is you got a limitation on God that I don't have.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
God can go in a computer and wipe your name out the system.
Okay. I've seen him do it.
My God can clean your credit up before,
yeah.
And then when the man get out of the computer, mess it back up.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
You drive away with the car, walk away with the keys to the house, and your credit all messed up. But when the man looks, saw good credit.
Yes.
Hello, my boss.
All right. Don't make me shocked.
All right, now.
Never forget. I'll never forget. Praise the Lamb of God. I needed some money in my account to get the house. And I went to my bank, and in the account was like $30,000. And I know I didn't have nothing but $30.
Mm.
And I went to the place and gave it to them and gave them the balance, printed it out. And when I came back, it was $30 in there.
Oh,
I know what God will
do.
Amen.
Know what God will do. If you just trust him. You
yes.
don't believe God can dial digits on a computer? You don't think he can punch keys on a computer? But you believe he created you?
Right.
You believe he can take a mountain and throw it into the sea?
Mm-hmm.
You believe he can walk on water?
Mm-hmm.
You believe he can congeal the Red Sea?
Come on.
He can't push a button on a computer and push delete?
Okay. Right.
Something wrong with your mind.
Jesus.
There is nothing my God can't do.
That's right.
There is nothing he can't do. We know this is true. What did he say about Darius the king when the children of Israel was in bondage? He told Isaiah, tell them that Darius the king is my man. He don't know me. He a heathen. He was a Persian. He said, but I know him. And his heart is in my hand. And I turn it any way I want to. And he turned his heart, and he let the children of Israel go out of bondage after 70 years. Sent them back to Jerusalem and let them rebuild Jerusalem. The king of Persia. Hello, light bulb.
Jesus.
You need to read the Bible a little more. Now, let's keep going. Hallelujah. So now, Saul is under the spell of God.
Mm-hmm.
He's under the prophetic unction. He's under this prophetic anointing. Boy, I feel the Spirit of the Lord coming up from the flow here. He's under this prophetic anointing. Hallelujah. And he prophesied. Now, if he prophesied when everybody else was prophesying, he is messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Because he prophesied about David, too. Watch this. And David fled. Chapter 20, we there. David fled from Naoth in Rhema and came and said before Jonah, what have I done? What is mine iniquity and what is my sin before thy father that he seeketh my life? And he said unto him, God forbid, thou shalt not die. Behold, my father will do nothing, either great nor small, but he will show it me. In other words, me and my dad's relationship is such that anything he does, he come and talk to me before he do it. Watch this now. And why should my father hide this thing from me? Is it not so? And David swore moreover and said, thy father certainly knoweth that I have found grace in thine eyes. And he says, let not Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death. Then Jonathan said unto David, whatsoever thy soul desireth, I will even do it for thee. Now, look at this now. Jonathan thinks that he got his father's heart, so until, praise the Lamb of God, his dad gonna tell him everything. David knows. Said, no, that ain't the way it is. Your dad evil. And he wants to hide this thing from you. He told you he wouldn't kill me, but as sure as you live, he want to kill me tonight. So don't be fooled by him. Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. I told you all this yesterday, praise the Lamb of God. I started this talking about how when the favor is upon you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, God will turn people against their family members and everybody for your sake. He will do something, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that will cause a whole family to be in conflict one with another for your safety and for your good when the favor is upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. He will cause confusion in the family. He will cause confusion in an organization for your sake. And he will show you the favor that they should be showing to each other. Now, by right, Jonathan should be with his father chasing David. He should have been set David up for the kill, and it's going to be revealed why in just a minute. Watch this. David said unto Jonathan, behold, tomorrow is the new moon, and I should not fail to sit with the king and meet. But let me go, that I may hide myself in the field until the third day at evening. And if thy father at all misses me, then say, David earnestly asks leave of me, that he might run to Bethlehem, his hometown, for there is a yearly sacrifice there for the family. If he say thus, it is well, thy servant shall have peace. But if he be very wroth, then be sure the evil is determined by him. Therefore thou shalt deal kindly with thy servant, for thou hast brought thy servant into a covenant of the Lord with thee. Notwithstanding, watch this, if there be in me iniquity, slay me thyself, for why shouldest thou bring me to thy father? And Jonathan said, far be it from thee. For if I knew certainly that evil were determined by my father to come upon thee, then would not I tell it thee? Then David said to him, to Jonathan, who shall tell me of what if thy father answers thee roughly? And Jonathan said unto him, come and let us go into the field. And they went out, both of them, into the field. I want to stop right there. Praise the Lamb of God. They are devising, praise the Lamb of God, a plan of action to find out the heart of Saul. Now, we already know what his heart is, praise the Lamb of God. But as the narrative go, they're trying to find out what's really in his heart. Why is he really the way he is, praise the Lamb of God, and is about to come out? Watch this. Watch this now. Verse 11. And Jonathan said unto David, come, let us go into the field. And they went out, both of them, into the field. And Jonathan said unto David, O Lord God of Israel, when I have sounded my father about tomorrow any time or the third day, and behold, if there be good toward David, and I then send not unto thee and show it thee, the Lord do so much more to Jonathan if it please my father to do thee evil. Then I will show it thee and send thee away, that thou mayest go in peace, and the Lord be with thee as he has been with my father. And thou shalt not only, while yet I live, show me the kindness of the Lord, that I die not, but also thou shalt not cut off thy kindness from my house forever. No, not when the Lord has cut off the enemies of David, every one from the face of the earth. So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, let the Lord even require it at the hand of David's enemies. Brothers and sisters, do you hear this prayer and what this man is saying to God?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. That David is praying and saying that if you find out I'm wrong because of the covenant that we have, he says, let me die, but continue to show kindness to my house, because of the covenant that we have one to another. Boy, let me tell you something, people of God. You need to, I was talking to a friend of mine, Pastor Edward Davis, in Chicago today, praise the Lamb of God, and he said something to me. He said, Shakespeare, you know, friendships are not like it used to be.
No.
I said, yeah, man, I know. I said, but when we find a brother like you and I have found each other, We need the covenant to be brothers until the Lord come. He said, I agree to do that. This is what I'm talking about right here, brothers and sisters. Let me tell you something. The Bible said there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. If you can find one friend to covenant with, you need to do that. Hello, Light Bulb. Because everybody is not going to be your friend.
Nope.
Now, I'm talking about a friend that is not going to just agree with you in everything you do. But when you're wrong, they'll tell you.
Amen.
When you slipping, they'll catch you and tell you you're wrong for going on ice.
Amen.
Amen.
Hello, Light Bulbs. You need somebody like that in your life. You need somebody you can bounce stuff off of knowing it ain't going nowhere else.
Amen.
You need somebody you can be vulnerable and transparent with.
There you go.
My God.
That you can vent to when you're hurting. Before you launch out in wrath, praise the Lamb of God, And do something or say something that you're going to regret later.
Amen.
They'll grab you and say, calm down. No. I'm going to kill. No, you ain't going to kill them. No. I'm going to cuss them out. You're not going to cuss them out. No. Be at peace. Settle down and think about the consequences. Because if you do that, it's going to mess up your reputation, not his. You need somebody who can speak to you and that you will hear. That you will hear. See, one thing we do, we are pastors and shepherds, but we're not vulnerable and transparent with them.
Amen.
We want our pastor to think that we live in the way we're supposed to be living.
Mm.
Hello, Light Bulbs.
Come on, let's talk it. Come on, talk it.
We're not transparent with them. So therefore, you need a friend who is godly and has a godly heart, who's not jealous of you.
Amen.
Y'all mighty quiet about this.
Listen, good word.
A jealous of you, who loves you enough, Lamb of God, that they'll go to battle with you. That ride or die friend, that's the friend you need. Hello, light bulb.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody praise the Lamb of God who knows your limitations and know what you will do and what you won't do. They can have your back. Hallelujah. See, Jonathan knew the charges that was against David was false. Because he knew the heart of David. Praise the Lamb of God. Pray that all of you find a friend that you can trust. Now, this it should be this way with husbands and wives.
Exactly.
But unfortunately, a lot of wives come to husband's mama, so he treat them that way. I got quiet on that. Didn't nobody say amen? Okay. And then many times the husband, praise the Lamb of God, has something about him that he don't feel he need to share with his wife, so he share it, praise the Lamb of God, with a man. Just share it with another man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But the husband and wife should be able, because you won, and you're becoming one, you should be able to be vulnerable to each other. Divorces, if a man could be vulnerable to his wife, enough to tell her that, as a lady at work, I'm getting weak, baby, I really need you to pray for me, this lady is hitting on me. But if I tell my wife that, she's going to go off, make me quit my job and everything. Or she's going to be at my job ready to jump on the lady.
Okay.
Hello, light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
See? But we should be able to communicate. And when you're able to cover each other, praise the Lamb of God, in your temptations, and in your attack, and you really have a strong relationship.
Turn left on Maple Road.
Then you have a strong relationship. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody's GPS is working good. Praise
real
the Lord.
Good.
Don't miss Maple Road. Hallelujah. Let me
sorry,
keep going. Just messing with you. Let's keep going. How many minutes? I got a couple of minutes. I want to close this out. Well, boy, we ain't gonna get it done today. We ain't gonna get this done today. Let's stop right here. Praise the Lord, because this other portion is too juicy, and we only got 3 minutes. Praise the Lamb of God. Time just fly when you know you're doing something good and the show is going good. People of God, hallelujah. But your favor. The favor that's on your life, praise the Lamb of God, people, understand this, hallelujah, will afford you friends, praise God, that will help you, assist you in doing what God has called you to do.
Amen.
In getting to your destiny. God will assign them to you. Hallelujah. No man is an island. No man gets to his destiny by himself. God always has other people that come in your life at strategic times to bring you, praise the Lamb of God, a little bit further, a little bit closer to your promise. Don't think you're getting there all by yourself. Somebody else paying a price also for you to get there. Hallelujah. And remember, and that's the establishment of this covenant. That covenant went beyond life, as you're going to see on tomorrow. That covenant went beyond life. It went beyond the grave. That covenant of love, that you will remember my family if I'm dead. Remember my children. Remember my wife. Remember my mother. Remember my father. Remember my brothers. show them favor, even when I'm in the grave. That's a powerful covenant. That's a Christ-like covenant. That upon your seed will be blessed from generation to generation because of your relationship with God. Hallelujah. My God in heaven. Woo! What an awesome God we serve. My God, my God. I love him today. I love him. People of God, I have enjoyed the show. Praise the Lamb of God. I am blessed to have all of you on. Apostle, thank you for being here with us today. Praise the Lamb of God. Andre, thank you. Shaquan, thank you. Papa Daryl, Sylvia, praise the Lamb of God. Ophelia, all of you all, praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Intercessors for praying. Thank you so much. I love you guys from the depth of my heart. Don't forget, tomorrow is our prophetic day, the Lamb of God, and we're looking to have an awesome time. Let's pray now, praise the Lamb of God, about the release of the Lord's word that he released powerfully today. I'm sure on tomorrow, praise the Lamb of God, the release is going to be just as great, and he's going to release to us some directives, praise the Lamb of God, more personally to ourselves, praise the Lamb of God. Then tomorrow night is our prayer call. Hallelujah. Yes, it is our prayer call, and we're going to be right here, praise the Lamb of God, right there on the page and on the lines, praise the Lamb of God. We had a high volume on last week, and we're inviting you, and you to come on the prayer call. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to have the numbers and stuff for you on tomorrow, praise the Lamb of God. And then we're going to make that call, and we're going to go forth. It was powerful last week, and I believe God's going to do something even mightier this week. Let's listen to Angel Leek and Divine Mercy here. My daughter Angelique singing, "Consume Us, Lord. I love you."
Consume us, Lord, in your